Nearly 200 years ago, Austrian priest Joseph Mohr wanted to find a Christmas carol he could play on his guitar. So he wrote a lyric, got together with local school teacher and organist Franz Gruber, and came up with Stille Nacht, Silent Night, performed for the first time ever at a quiet midnight mass at St. Nicholas Church in Oberndorf, Austria in 1818. It was said to be a highlight of the Christmas season, but Gruber remembered Silent Night as a simple, undistinguished melody. History would have other ideas. Silent Night was one of the most recognized Christmas carols by the end of the 19th century, a popularity that has only increased. John Schaefer, host of WNYC's Soundcheck, says Silent Night is one of the most recorded Christmas carols of all time. How many covers of Silent Night have there been?
Over 700 in the last couple of years alone. We have everything from reggae versions to big honking orchestral full chorus versions. I mean, there's been a lot of gilding of this particular lily over the years.
So what are your favorite versions?
Well, in the UK, the favorite version seems to be the Irish singer Sinead O'Connor, who, as we know, has had a somewhat troublesome relationship with religion and the Catholic Church in general, but loves this song and did a version where she kind of strips away most of the accompaniment and just sings it over a drone, and it's really quite unusual.
When was that originally recorded?
That's just a couple of years old, but it is the number one version in the UK. That is Sinead O'Connor. And you can see she's going for something very stark and simple. So to that extent, it's true to the original first performance of the hymn, of the carol.
Operatic versions, classical versions?
Oh, my God. They're just every year another dozen sopranos and baritones and tenors line up with their orchestras to sing this song. Which is why the Kathleen Battle recording kind of sticks out to me, because here's a great soprano performing without an orchestra with the renowned classical guitarist Christopher Parkening mm-hmm. as the only accompaniment.
Something to have someone show up at your doorstep doing that version.
Yeah, I guess if you got the chops, you're going to show them off.
And you wouldn't be doing it on the street, that's for sure.
Right.
Popular recordings. And Sinead's certainly a popular recording.
Absolutely, yeah. But, you know, the Minnesota husband and wife indie rock team known as Low does a version of Silent Night, which gets pretty close to what I imagine that first performance sounds like. Because it is just two voices accompanied by an acoustic guitar. It's a very kind of pastoral, restrained version, and I think actually quite touching from this group called Low.
Christ the Savior is born.
You know, there's a little twang to the harmonies there, you know, which is makes it very American sounding.
Speaking of American, you got a Motown version?
Oh, my gosh. What can you say about Al Green that hasn't been said many, many times before? But listen to his version of Silent Night.
The Reverend Al Green.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the sound of a man trying desperately and unsuccessfully to not be sexy. I mean, it's Silent Night, but he just can't help himself. There is such a kind of smooth R&B groove and a little late-night dimming of the lights there. It's a really fun version.
And, of course, someone who never tries to be unsexy, we can go out on.
Well, you know, Nick Lowe, the English pub rocker who had a bunch of hits in the 70s and who is still going strong, sort of takes Silent Night as this kind of blank slate to do with what he will. And what he wants to do with it is turn it into a hard-charging, upbeat pub rock anthem.
Silent night. Hold. Shepherds quay at the sight. In that stable there, kings from afar, wise men singing hallelujah. Christ the Savior is born. Christ.
You know, this is not, you know, let's all be very quiet and still on this holy night. This is Christmas Eve. Let's have a party.
John Schaefer, happy holidays. Thanks
happy
so much.
Happy holidays to you, John.
Round young virgin, mother and child, holy infant soul, tender and mild.
Hey, give us your version of Silent Night. Give us your rendition on 877-8-MY-TAKE, if you like. We love your risk-taking. If you want to catch up on that conversation or listen back to anything on the program, you can always check us out at thetakeaway.org. Tonight marks the first night of Hanukkah, the eight-day festival of lights. We want to wish everyone celebrating a very happy Hanukkah. And regardless of what you're celebrating this holiday season, if anything at all, we want to hear about your holiday traditions. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Thanks so much for listening. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.